Watch this. Hello and welcome to the fifth episode of KeepCasual.com's weekly podcast. We missed a couple weeks because we were all on vacation. So speaking of vacation, today we have Brooks back with us.
Hey.
Yay.
I'm Kurt. And
Mike.
We're here to give you the rundown.
And Brooks.
And Brooks. Well, hey. We just introduced Brooks.
But you said he's back from vacation. We give him a chance to introduce himself.
Well, hey, there's Brooks.
Hey, I'm back.
There you go.
Hey.
You didn't run into any pirates or anything?
No. No. Definitely.
Thank God. Yeah. Jeez. That would have been terrible, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So, anywho, we're keepcasual.com. This is our weekly podcast. We did miss a couple of weeks because there was real hectic from July 4th and whatnot. Basically, it's an informational website for you casual gamers. We'll give you the latest news, reviews, and upcomings for the casual gaming industry, for the consoles. So, what are you playing, Mike?
I played a couple of games this week. I downloaded Bit Trip Core for the Wii, WiiWare. It's $6. I just posted a review of it yesterday. Like I said in the review, it's a pretty difficult game to explain. It's kind of like if you took... In the review, what I said is, if you take the graphics of an Atari 2600 game, the music of a original NES game...
8-bit.
8-bit NES game, and the gameplay of a Guitar Hero game, with the rhythm and matching, and put all those together, that's what it is. That's what it's like. So that game's a lot of fun. Well, you've played the first one with me,
yes,
Bit Trip Beat, which is like Pong.
Yeah.
But this
addicting
one...
Addicting and hard, too.
Very hard, very difficult, yeah. This one, there's like a plus sign in the middle of the screen, and there's these dots that come in from the left, right, up, and down, and you have to press up and the button, and you fire one laser, and you have to hit the dot at just the right time and to get rid of it, because if you miss too many dots, it's game over. But what makes it a little bit easier is that there's music playing, and every time you zap a dot, it adds a beat to the song. So you just got to get a rhythm going, and as you zap the dots, you know, it completes the song, and you get the points. That's a really fun game. Like
so
I said,
so that'll help you at least be able to get in the rhythm of actually shooting it, so it makes it a little easier.
Then if you ever get attacked by a whole mess of dots, you're totally covered.
Oh, right. If I ever got attacked by dots, I would just run. I wouldn't try breakdancing or something like that.
Yeah. Right from him. Just bust a move.
I have to admit, I would run if I saw Mike start breakdancing.
Yeah.
So.
I also played Worms on the 360. Posted my review for that as well. Worms 2, yes. Armageddon.
Awesome game, I must say.
Yes. That one is... I was cracking up at that one because those Worms games always make me laugh.
Yeah. The commentary that they have on them is pretty good.
Yeah. So that one is, you know, basically you take two or more teams of four worms, and your job is to kill the other worms, and you have all these different weapons at your disposal. It's a very wacky game.
Little physics involved, too, pseudo-physics, so it's kind of fun.
Yeah. 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 But playability is awesome on it.
Right.
Oh, definitely.
And then this weekend I was up at the lake, and I had my old college roommate there, and we played that Pinball Hall of Fame for hours because
for the Wii
because back in college we were always trying to do better than each other on the pinball games they had in the dorms.
That's cool.
So those are the games I played. How about you, Kurt?
Awesome. I have been playing Droplets for the Xbox Live Arcade. If you've ever played Pipes from, you know, the regular PlayStation original, or I think it was called Pipe Dreams.
There's been a fair number of those various games, also in the PC world.
Yeah, the difference is that instead of having a constant flow of liquid come down through the pipes and only one through one pipe, you have two droplet, I guess I want to call them faucets. Okay?
Dripping faucets? Sort of?
Dripping faucets. Okay, that's the best way to explain it.
Makes sense.
Drip down little beads of water, and instead of having one path, you have two coming down, and you have three, I guess I'll say, buckets on the bottom. For people who are trying to visualize this in radio world.
Yeah, fair enough.
So you have to move not just one setup. You have to try to get both of them and get them down in there.
So you have to multitask.
You have to multitask, yeah. And
sure.
I'm telling you, it is hard. It is hard.
Yeah, fairly classic puzzle type.
Yeah.
Involvement game type thing.
Yeah. So I've been wrapping my brain on that one. other than that, I've also been playing a little bit of the Worms Armageddon. You know, I actually downloaded that after Mike did the review on it and told me how cool the game is, how kick-ass it is. I said, well,
yeah, I was checking that out earlier once I got back to this side of the pond. And yeah, it was definitely interesting.
Oh, yeah. I think
we'll have to fight each other.
I think it's going to be definitely a multiplayer game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but that's the two that I've been basically doing. Of course, the Rock Band stuff.
Now you're going to have the review for Droplets up,
yes,
right?
Yes, I'm going to have that done by hopefully Wednesday.
Okay. How about you, Brooks? Play anything?
Well, I was on vacation, but I did take my PSP with me. I have to admit, though, last second, we ended up at near the airport a little early, so we swung through a game, local retailer.
Oh, and, there you go.
Oh, really?
And I picked up. I kind of went away from the casual for what I could find. I picked up Grand Theft Auto Vice, Vice City Stories.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I picked up a copy of Splinter Cell.
Oh.
Like I said, went away from the casual game, but you know we're not.
That's not a sin. That's not a sin.
But yeah, just putzing around with those, although I didn't really get that much done. So, but yeah, now that I'm home, I'm gonna definitely want to check out the Worms. So
yeah,
we'll play that and exactly see what's going on.
You should, because we just found out now that Brooks has a PSP. What you should look into getting is a game called Parappa the Rapper.
Yeah.
They have that for the PSP. It's really a quirky game, but it's a music based game. Have you ever heard of it? Probably not.
No, not yet, but
no,
I'll check it out.
Look it up. It's quite fascinating.
Yeah. My wife was laughing at me. She walked in, and I had my PSP hooked up to my home theater system for audio.
Nice.
She just walks in. She shakes her head.
especially when you have a 90-inch, you know, 100, projector 100. Or 100-inch projector sitting there, and here you are playing on a little 2.5-inch screen with the surround sound going on. That really takes it back a little bit, doesn't it?
That would be the shaking of the head that I got from my wife.
Yeah, right? It's like, well, why don't you just play it on the big screen? Well, I like the little one.
I just don't want to wear my headphones.
Right, but I need the sound.
All right, so we'll get started off on the news. Brooks, you want to take care of the first piece?
Yeah, well, we got some Rock Band news. The Rock Band Network is coming. Looks like they're going to start doing where you can upload your GarageBand songs to Rock Band. So this is pretty cool to say here. MTV Games and Harmonix are opening the Rock Band music store to everyone later this year. Rock Band's looking to allow artists to upload and price their own tracks for users to download from the game's music store. According to a report from Billboard, that service will launch sometime this year for the Xbox 360 versions of Rock Band, with a plan to bring those popular tracks to the PlayStation 3 and Wii versions eventually, although no specific time frame on that. Artists can submit their songs to a group of Harmonix-trained freelance game developers. I think a lawyer got involved there. Who will prep the tracks for use in the game. So apparently they have to add all the gameplay portion of it.
Right, but, exactly.
Yeah.
So now, I got a question. Now, is it something that you could, like, do a GarageBand through Rock Band and then upload them that way, or do you have to use your own real instruments and send them?
I think they're still working on that. They don't have real specifics here.
What I think it means is that if you have a band and you're trying to get your song out there,
you can do it
an actual song.
Oh, okay. So you send
not like the Guitar Hero World Tour,
right,
where you make a song and upload it. No,
okay.
Because they're allowing you to charge for them. So,
right.
But it would have to be original material then.
Oh, of course.
Obviously.
Well, it's like sending a demo to a radio station or something like that to get airplay.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's what this looks like. Yeah. So looks like they're gonna the prices will be between 50 cents and $3, with the artists netting 30% of the track sales. Rock Band owners will be able to preview Rock Band Network songs before they purchase. And we'll post links to this on the site so you guys, you know, anybody wants to actually check this out. But that's got to be a great avenue to get new music out for up and coming artists. That's really cool
stuff.
Yeah, I'm just worried that it might just kind of flood the Rock Band song market.
Yeah, I really hope that what they do is have a different section for independent music.
Oh, I'm sure they're going
to
do that.
Yeah,
well, here's the thing. I mean, they have, like, indie artists on the Rock Band track list. And sometimes, I mean, you know, you're trying to go through songs and stuff like that. I guess you can't just go search by artist name, and it kind of makes it quicker, but
it sounds like they're going to have it in a separate section.
Yeah.
I would hope so.
But still, I
don't
still think it'll flood.
Yeah.
It'll flood the entire network, so
Yeah.
The only concern I have is going through 500 crap songs so I can get to one good one.
The thing, though, is it sounds like it has to go through another company to get all the gameplay portion put into it.
Yeah.
So
it needs to be approved.
Well, apparently, that makes you wonder what's the censorship going to be like, but.
Well, the game's rated T, so they have to adhere to the T-rated, so no, obviously no swears, no. So, you won't be able to get closer by 9 Inch Nails on there.
Aww.
You could, but it'll be about 15 seconds long.
Right.
Anyway, so new songs available this week for Xbox 360 for July 21st and PlayStation 3 on July 23rd. We have Kings of Leon Crawl, Molly's Chambers, and Sex on Fire. From Rancid, we have Last One to Die, Ruby Soho, and Time Bomb. Rise Against, we'll have...
Time Bomb.
Ruby Soho.
I'm getting that.
Rise Against will have Prayer of the Refugee, Re-Education Through Labor, and Savior. Lush has Sweetness and Light. And all tracks are original master recordings.
Those are good songs.
No, they are. The Ruby Soho, I'll pick it up. But, I mean, the Time Bomb, definitely. Definitely picking that. That's a great song.
Yeah, the Molly's Chamber, Sex on Fire, Ruby Soho, Time Bomb. Re-Education Through Labor is a good song, too. So, there's a lot this week.
Interesting point. Looks like they're going to package the three songs from Kings of Leon, three songs from Rancid, and three songs of Rise Against for special pricing to get all three songs from the bands. It's an interesting point.
So you save 50 cents if you buy the pack instead of it. That's good.
I mean, which Microsoft does when they do like a three-pack for an artist, they do that anyways.
It's nothing new, but it is available.
No, and that's awesome.
So that's the news from Rock Band this week.
Awesome. Cool. And the NPD results for June are in. That's the one that everybody waits for every month to see what systems sold how much, what's the best-selling system, what's the worst-selling system, what the best top 10 games are for the month of June. So
this way all the fanboys and everybody could say, my system beat your system. My game's better than yours.
I hate that stuff.
Well, my system is better than your system.
Whatever, we got the
system. My 360 is better than your 360. Anyway. Okay, so PlayStation 2 sold 152,700 systems. PlayStation Portable sold 163,500 systems. Next, PlayStation 3 with 164,700. Next is the Xbox 360 with 240,600. Then, as to no surprise, the Wii, 361,700 units. And on top, the DS with a whopping 766,500 systems.
Including the DSi.
Yeah, I just can't believe it's a better than two to one ratio between the DSi and the Wii, which is still two over the next.
Look at the price point of the DS, though.
Look
at the kids. I mean, you take a look at kids.
That's just a
lot of
people.
Every kid has a DS or a DSi.
Right.
Almost every kid. So, I mean, there's a lot of systems.
Quarters of a million more this month.
Right, exactly.
That's just, it blows my mind that there's that much differential.
You figure it was at 766,000 systems divided by 30 days in June.
That's a lot of systems.
I'm not that smart. And the best-selling games for June 2009, the best-selling game was Prototype for the Xbox 360 with 419,900 games sold. After that is UFC 2009 Undisputed, also for the 360, 338,300 games sold. EA Sports Active Bundle is after that, 289,100 games. That's for the Wii. After that is the Tiger Woods PGA Tour 10 for the Wii.
Yay.
That's 272,400 games. Still going strong after a whole year of being out. Wii Fit, 271,600 sold.
Now, the Wii Fit, I mean, do you have the Wii Fit?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
No.
Okay.
No, it's not bad. The balance games are fun. But the thing is, the people that are buying Wii Fit are getting sick of it after 2 months.
Yeah, I'm surprised it's still selling that many.
Yeah.
I mean, if word of mouth was exactly what he said, you'll use it for 2 months and then get bored of it. I wouldn't buy it.
Yeah, but people still get gym memberships and then don't use them.
Right. That's kind of like going to be along the same lines. Along the same lines.
You look at me like that. What am I supposed to say?
Well.
This EA Sports Active Bundle is along the same, kind of like the same thing.
Right.
Okay, so after that, Fight Night Round 4 for the 360, 260,800 games sold. Then Fight Night for the PlayStation 3, 210,300 sold. Oh, man, still going strong after almost about a year and a half. Mario Kart for the Wii, 202,100
games. Yeah, but that's a legendary game.
I've never been a big Mario Kart guy.
Yeah, but for, like, parties and stuff like that, everybody used to play Mario Kart. They got Mario Kart parties.
I remember being in Boy Scouts, and one of the kids had a conversion van with a TV in it.
Nice.
And it could fit eight kids, and for 2 and 3 hour drives, all we did was play Mario Kart Battle.
Oh, sure.
For hours. And you know, whoever won, he got to keep the controller, and then the three had to move on.
Oh, that's cool.
And then they play the game, and whoever won that one, then the three controllers would move on. And so you never actually sat on more than two games.
Oh, that's cool.
Any good fights coming off of that?
We had a lot of fun with it.
That's cool.
Awesome.
Okay.
We couldn't really fight when you popped the guy's balloon. I mean, really?
No, I mean, like, outside the game. Like,
that's what I'm saying. You couldn't really argue. You popped my balloon. Hold.
You just can't get mad.
you just can't do it.
That's part of the game.
Yeah.
That's roughing it, too.
I got Scoutmaster shut it down when we got the man. That sucked.
Yeah.
Can we go around the block again?
Red Faction Guerrilla for the 360, 199,400 games sold. And finally, Infamous for the PlayStation 3 with 192,700 games sold. So those are your sales numbers for North America for the month of June.
Awesome.
Yeah. All right, so another new game was announced for the Wii. This one I'm sure many of you are going to be familiar with, Where's Waldo?
How could we not know what that is?
Which I'm sure is fun because hasn't Waldo been kind of MIA for the past 10 years?
Yeah, I think the last book that came out was probably about 10 years ago.
I don't even know.
Maybe 15.
Yeah, I never got that fed. It went completely under me.
I remember my cousins had the book. And
yeah, I remember seeing them around occasionally, but it was never something I could ever care about.
I remember I was like 14 years old. I was cracking up. It was an old episode of Letterman. And he was previewing books. One of the books was Where's Waldo in Jurassic Park. So they open it up, and it shows all these dinosaurs. You know, it looks like regular Where's Waldo. It's like, okay, where's Waldo? Oh, there he is, and he's inside a Tyrannosaurus' mouth.
Nice.
It's killing him.
That's awesome.
Okay, so Ubisoft announced that Where's Waldo will be coming to the Wii and the Nintendo DS, and this one will be available in September. So,
I think the playability on the DS will be more fun than the playability on the Wii.
Yes. I think absolutely. I think so. I think you're.
You could actually circle them or something like that.
You could zoom in.
Oh, because of the touchscreen capability.
Yeah, because of touchscreen capability.
Yeah.
Where I mean, you've got the Wii mode, so I mean, yeah, you got crosshairs and stuff like that to find them. And this is something
I did hear something like where you can play multiplayer and you can do things to each other, sort of like the battle mode in Guitar Hero, where you do something and it screws up the other guy for a minute.
Right.
I think there's some of that in this game as well. So, you know, I might be proven wrong. This could be a lot more interesting than what it seems.
I understand, but I mean, I said this before, but having the Wii system, you kind of need a bigger TV. You can't really play the Wii on a 20-inch TV effectively.
Some of the games. Most of the games. So you can play some of the single-player games on a smaller TV.
I've said this before. My biggest complaint about the Wii is it needs to be upgraded to HD. It just, the world...
Well, there's rumors about that.
Well, it's late.
Yeah.
Well, but Wii was never... They never...
They should have just had a regular one, and they should have had an HD version.
Yeah. Well, they're...
The Black Wii or whatever it was called.
Whatever, yeah.
That's
the biggest thing lacking. And I know everybody says, well, they wanted to keep the price down. Well, fine, then they should add two. A cheap one and an expensive one.
Yeah, right. Well, if Nintendo's following their 5-year console plan that they always do, so the next one will come out 2011. So
it's right around the corner.
That's late.
Yeah.
I mean, the entire world has moved beyond SD at this point.
Okay, going back to Waldo. In the game, players look for Waldo and his friends in addition to hundreds of items in 12 different magical worlds. Where's Waldo? The Fantastic Journey can be played in single or multiplayer mode. In the multiplayer mode, gameplay is enhanced through a variety of power-ups, power-up features where players can unleash different special effects to gain advantage over opponents or enhance their own special capabilities. I'm not too thrilled on this. Well, okay, let me say this.
I think I'm going to have to see it.
I like the Where's Waldo books. Though I always got a kick out of those, you know, search books. But when I was young, I rented Where's Waldo for the original Nintendo?
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Now that you mention it, I remember that game.
But see, the problem with that is that the you're up against a res technology issue. I mean,
I know.
8-bit video is... You can't hide anything but 8-bit sound. Video.
No. 40 minutes later...
He found Waldo.
I was finished. I did, yeah. That bastard. He was hiding behind a rock.
How does he do that?
He's in, you know, he was in the middle of the page flipping me off. 40 minutes later, I returned it to the place. I'm like, this is one of the worst games I've ever played in my life. Can I get my money back? No, you have to keep it for the 2 days.
What?
It was terrible.
It was a terrible game. You couldn't return it early?
No. I wanted to exchange it for a better one.
Oh.
No.
This was after 40 minutes. And think about it. About 10 minutes for me to get to in there on my bike.
Well, was it Ubisoft that made the first one?
I don't even know who made the first one.
I was going to say.
Probably LJN or something like that. Well, I don't know.
I don't know. Like I said, for the DS, yes, I could definitely see
it. I could see it, yeah.
A very,
like I said,
very good, you know, game. For the Wii,
I agree
with you, Mike. I don't think the Wii is going
to
really...
Look, it's definitely is a casual game. Definitely appeals to the casual audience, but I don't see how somebody can play this more than once or twice without getting sick to death of it.
Maybe that's where the multiplayer becomes advantageous.
Unless you're a hardcore Waldo fan. I mean, if you're going to don your
striped
sweatshirt.
That would be a hardcore Waldo
fan.
Waldo gamer.
You know, if you go, okay, I got my Waldo game. I got my red striped sweatshirt.
Right.
I got my sock hat or sock.
Stocking cap.
Stocking cap.
It also comes in handy around Christmas, too.
Yeah.
There you go. I don't know. It comes out in September. I'm hoping it'll be good. But I'm not getting my hopes up.
Yeah. Okay, so Guitar Hero announced 24 tracks for their upcoming game for Guitar Hero 5. This is out of an 85-track song list. So just a couple of them are Band of the Horses, Cigarettes and Wedding Bells, Beastie Boys, Gratitude, Beck, Gamma Ray, Billy Squire, Lonely as a Night, Blur, Song 2, Bob Dylan, Along the Watchtower, Children of... Bodum? I don't know who that is. Done With Everything, Die for Nothing, Coldplay, In My Place, Darkest Hour, Demons, David Bowie, Fame, Deep Purple, Woman from Tokyo, it's the 1999 remix, Elliott Smith, L.A., Iggy Pop, Lust for Life, that's a live version, Jeff Beck, Scatterbrain, that's a live version also, John Cougar Mellencamp, or just John Mellencamp, as he likes to be called now, Hurt So Good, which wasn't he John Cougar Mellencamp back then?
At the time, sure.
Yeah, so at the time. So
how many names has the artist gone through? I mean,
I don't know. He's like Prince, man.
Yeah.
Then you called him the symbol, and then the artist formerly known as Prince.
Right.
And then back to the symbol, and now he's just Prince again.
Why don't we just call him Cougar?
Kings of Leon, Sex on Fire, Queens of the Stone Age, Make It With You, Rose Hill Drive, Sneak Out, Santana, No One to Depend On, that's a live version, The Bronx, 6 Days a Week, Thrice, Deadbolt, Tom Petty, Running Down a Dream, Vampire Weekend, A Punk, Wolf Mother, Background. That's what they've got in release so far, as far as confirmed tracks that are going to be on
Guitar
Hero
5. I'm not too thrilled about this list. I don't know if I'm just not in a good mood today.
Yeah,
I counted 5 songs that I recognize from that whole list. And not even, what about that one, Elliott Smith, L.A.? That's not that song, I Love L.A. from the 80s, is it?
Right. I don't know. I don't think so. Was Elliott Smith in the 80s?
I don't even know. No. Okay, well, at this point, I'll say I don't know it.
Yeah.
So there's only 5 songs out of that whole list that I don't know. Personally, I think my money...
Or that you do know.
That I do know. Personally, I think that I think my money would be better spent on just downloadable songs for Rock Band.
I can honestly say there's way more than 5, but the... anyway.
I don't know. I think they're gearing more... I mean, a lot of it is... Well, not a lot, but a few of them are newer artists and stuff, which, of course, the kids are more geared towards. So,
well, yeah, I mean, you got to spread the demographic. I mean, you got to go. You got to go from say 10 up to 40 or 50. I mean, the problem is they're serving a very large demographic, and the game appeals to a very large demographic.
Right.
But the problem is that it's based on its media.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have songs that somebody knows, then you're not going to have.
You're going
to underserve part of your demographic. So, I mean, I can understand the dilemma. Like, what do you pick? But that, and bear in mind, this is 25 out of 85, so.
Yeah.
Apparently, they're going to dribble them out till the game launches.
Maybe they're holding some of the better songs for later.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that usually what they do anyways? So, that's your song list for the upcoming Rock Band 5.
So far.
So far.
101 in 1 Party Mega Mix information came out. This is a game by Atlus for the Wii that is basically what it says, 101 in 1. There's 101 games, mini games, I should say, that you can play with your family. Looks to be, we watched the trailer before the podcast. Doesn't look too bad. All right, I'm going to read what it says about the game. 101 in 1 Party Mega Mix for the Wii offers a collection of simple to play yet tough to master games that everyone can enjoy. Players will have fun flying, shooting, swimming, and much, much more.
And licking a lollipop.
No.
Is that what they were doing?
I don't know. Earning medals, and bonus prizes by successfully completing challenges will keep players coming back, striving to unlock every last game. In addition, many games support up to 4 players, and players can save up to 4 profiles to track their individual progress. And this is going to be coming out on October 27th. So, yeah, going back to that guy. Yeah, when we were watching the trailer, one of the mini games looked to be like you had to rub a lollipop on some guy's tongue
right,
while his teeth are rotting.
Yeah. Great. It's tough.
So, you know, this definitely is a game for the casual audience, and it does sound like it'll be a lot of fun. It's just with 101, it kind of makes you wonder how many of those 101 are the same type of game, just a different background.
We'll post the link to the trailer, right?
Well, yeah, we already did.
It is on the site. So, you know, go check it out for yourself. To me, it looks like a lot of like mini web games that people waste a lot of time and enjoy wasting a lot of time just putzing around with. They're not long storied games. They're small, flat 2D scrolling or not scrolling single board.
You probably need to clear a level and then you open up another game. So you probably have 101 different levels.
Something like that, yeah. It is what it is. So.
And the price point's going to be what, 19, 20 bucks? 20 bucks?
Yeah, so pretty reasonable.
So, yeah. So, I mean,
yeah, 20 bucks.
101 games for 20 bucks.
That's really what it's
That's 50, what is that, 50 cents? No, is that 50 cents a game? 5 cents a game?
20 cents a game.
Something like that.
Whatever math is.
Here's the thing that I'm hoping. What would make the game a lot more fun for me is if the game itself was like a board game style, and then you roll the dice and whatever category you land on, you play a mini game for that.
That probably
kind of like Mario Party.
Yeah.
Instead of just playing, you know.
We haven't seen it, so maybe they do have that. Although you think it would be on the trailer, but.
Yeah. So, you know, it looks interesting. So, I mean, for $20, you know, it'd have to be pretty bad for you not to want it.
Yeah, I mean, that's
definitely good if you're gonna have the family over and everybody.
Yeah, it seems like it might be a decent game.
My problem lately has not been the money, it's been the time. I mean, I have less and less amount of time, it seems like, to play video games, so I usually get choosy as far as the game simply because I don't have time to play them all anymore.
Right.
Yeah, but other people might have that time. So, LEGO Indiana Jones featured a co-op level editor. Considering that this is a LEGO game, it would certainly make sense to include this feature. Unfortunately, the levels cannot be shared online. They are limited to consoles that they're created on. This will still definitely add a replayability of the game, but it would be kind of cool to be able to share your creations with other people around the world, don't you think?
Yeah, but either way, I think it's just definitely for those that, like the kids who want to get in, you know, oh, I want to make video games when I grow up, this would be an interesting thing for them to do, just to,
That's
you know,
sure.
that express the creativity so they're not just sitting there playing.
It seems like not allowing it to be shared between systems is going to limit its usefulness, especially like
right.
for a game developer. If you can create buzz because somebody goes, hey, this is the coolest level ever. Oh, you don't have that game. Well, why don't you have that game?
Right,
you know,
exactly. I mean, there's computer games out there that do exactly that.
Sure.
You could create a level and everybody could play it. You just put it out there on a forum or something and
Absolutely.
Download it.
Remember when people would create their own levels for Doom?
Oh, that was great.
That was awesome. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was the best. You download the Barney patch. And all the Nazis were Barneys
or the
Christmas patch.
That wasn't Barney.
That was
Wolfenstein 3D.
Yeah, that was Wolfenstein.
Oh, that was Wolfenstein. That's right.
That was way early days.
Yeah, that's.
These are we're talking about anybody that's like 25 hasn't heard of this stuff.
Yeah,
right. Exactly.
Pretty close.
Those just shooting Santa. Okay, we're old. Okay, so Nintendo just released their Club Nintendo Gold and Elite status prizes. For those of you who don't know, every time you buy a Nintendo published game, in the game is a code that you can go online and punch in the code for your own profile, and it gives you a certain amount of points. And you can use these points to purchase Nintendo swag that's only available online. So, and you know, if you buy a DS game, you buy a Wii game, you buy a game for WiiWare, you get the points. And what did I get? I got a game for my DS about 6 months ago, Game & Watch.
Right.
The DS. It's only available on Nintendo's website. And it's, I mean, essentially it's free. You just use your points that you bank
from buying
all these games. And what Nintendo said was, well, we are resetting everybody's status, not their points, but their status, on June 30th. And then we restart. Because if you, I think it's like 600, I think it might be 600. If you build up 600 coins, that's what they call them, you are a gold member. And if you collect, I think it's either 800 or 900, you're an elite status. So after June 30th, they reset that, so everybody's on the same level field. But those who have gold status, those who have elite status, get a special bonus gift, absolutely free, that they send to them.
So you have to reestablish? You have to get another 600 points?
Exactly. To reestablish gold or
How many
gold
times
or elite
are
you going to
reset this? Is this a one-time thing?
They do it once a year.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say, you think you do it once a year?
Yeah.
Well, it gets them out there to buy more games, I guess.
Exactly. So the two game for the people who have gold status, the prize that's available is a calendar for 2010 with a whole bunch of different Nintendo properties for each month.
It's cool. And since it's not sold in stores, it could be collector's.
Yeah, it is a collector's. Yeah. And then the two things that are available for the elite status members, one is a downloadable game for the Wii called Doc Lewis's Punch-Out, which is the Punch-Out game for the Wii, but your only opponent is Doc Lewis, his manager.
Oh, cool.
So it's an exclusive game, but they don't send you the game. You have to download it to the Wii. The other prize is a Mario hat.
That's not bad.
So
they get both? The Mario
hat?
No,
you only get one.
Oh, okay.
You only have to
choose
one.
So you get the Mario hat or you get the game.
The Mario hat or the game, right. So when I got that email, I picked the hat because I figured tangible item would be, in my opinion, be worth more than a downloadable game.
Right.
Plus, I could wear the hat and
look cool
outside. Yeah.
I got a Mario hat.
Excuse me, sir. Do you know why I pulled you over? Hold on 1 second. Let me put on my Mario hat. Move along, sir.
Sorry, sir.
Sorry, I bothered you. That's all right.
Legal disclaimer. That will not work.
No, go ahead. Give it a try.
Give it a try.
Tell
why
them keepcasual.com said it would work.
There you go. Okay, Mike, and now it's time for our
KeepCasual.com presents
Casual Game Spotlight.
This week's Casual Game Spotlight is Wii Sports 2, or Wii Sports Resort, I'm sorry. This game is set in a beach resort on an island called Wahoo.
Woohoo.
Woohoo. Woohoo.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Okay, Woohoo Island. Which is also featured in the Wii Fit. There are 12 different sports that are able to play, with some sports being made up of multiple mini-games. So there's Frisbee, there's Power Cruising, Sword Play, Table Tennis, Golf, Air Sports, Basketball, Archery, Cycling, Bowling, Canoeing, Wakeboarding.
This game's going to sell tons.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Well, okay, let's get the release date. It comes out next Sunday, the 26th. And it's $50. It comes with the Wii Motion Plus. Remember the thing, the hook on that we were playing Tiger Woods with?
Yep.
That's why it
comes with that, and it's $50. And yeah, I mean, well, people still play Wii Sports, or the original Wii Sports. There are some people who have the Wii just to play Wii Sports.
Isn't that the original one that came with it?
That's the original, yeah, and that game's almost 3 years old already.
Right.
So this one is going to be huge.
People love
that
bowling.
It's a Nintendo game. Nintendo games always sell well. And, you know, these are all, like, summer-type sports. You know, you got your 3-point shootout, archery. Supposedly, everyone's favorite right now seems to be the archery.
Yeah,
that's cool.
So, yeah, it's one of those things. If you have a Wii, you have to get this game because it's just it's a lot of fun.
Well, it's also gonna sell because of people if they're gonna buy a Wii Motion Plus because they want to play, say, Tiger Woods or any of a lot of games
right.
that are going to be coming out for that. I'm sure simply because of that functionality is amazing.
Right.
It takes the whole paradigm shift of being able to use a remote as a controller in and of itself to the next level, which is great.
Right.
Well, that's one of the reasons why I got Tiger Woods is because it came with the Wii Motion Plus. So then when I buy Wii Sports Resort, I've got two games that have the Wii Motion
sure.
Plus, so we don't have to switch the controller every time we play.
Tiger Woods is bundled with it too?
There's yep. a regular one and there's the bundle. The
oh,
regular
okay.
is 50, the bundle is 60. Or yeah, I think so.
Okay.
So $10 for the Wii Motion Plus.
Sure.
Yeah, and the Wii Motion Plus on its own sells for $20.
Right. No, it makes total sense.
Yeah. So the opening is pretty cool. The opening of the game is your Mii is on a airplane, and they parachute you into the island, and you control your Mii as he's skydiving.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Connect to other Miis.
Very cool.
So that yeah. So it looks like the introduction to this game is pretty.
Now,
cool.
Now, does this have online multiplayer?
Oh God, no.
Okay.
Never. This is Nintendo.
I know. I just threw it out there because
the
I figured maybe one time I would be amazed by, this is online gameplay.
Yeah.
No.
But, some of the things look a lot of fun. The sword play one looks fun. That's kind of like the American Gladiators game with the Q-tips.
Yes.
So right. you gotta knock the guy off of the edge. And then there's another one where your guy is running down a path and you gotta try to knock all your friends out with a sword.
Cool.
The basketball is a 3-point shootout, so that's, that's pretty straightforward.
Awesome.
I have a low ceiling, so I don't know how well that'll work.
Yeah, I couldn't do it in this room either.
So, I don't know how they're going to work the canoeing out. And if the canoeing, if
well,
all
the
that
canoeing,
is just... Yeah, but if that's all that is, that's got to be pretty...
It'll be interesting to see anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. The bowling should be interesting. See how well they work the bowling with the add-on.
Yeah, with the Wii Motion Plus.
Right.
Yeah.
So it has a new bowling game?
Yeah, there's a new bowling game and a new golf game.
Hey, you know how many bowling games Wii could have?
You know how many bowling games the Wii does have?
Yeah, there's like 12 or...
Yeah.
There's
a Brunswick one, there's an AMF one, there's... Mm.
Yeah. Wakeboarding. Wakeboarding looks like it might be fun. Excuse me. With doing all the tricks and everything.
Now, does that work with the... Wii Fit board, or is that something all itself?
I'd have to look into that to see if the game supports the Wii Fit balance board.
Because it'd be really hard to stand on your remote.
Let's see, cycling. See, I don't know how they're gonna do the cycling either. Does the guy automatically pedal and you just kind of turn back and forth?
That would be interesting to see.
Might be good for if they're races. I think the cycling actually are races.
Oh, okay.
So that'd be interesting.
Or you have to cycle with your hands.
Yeah, you'd be dead. And
they didn't tell you it was an arm bike.
Right.
Table tennis. Ping pong.
Yeah, it's ping pong. So, well, that's cool. At least they have more games in this one than they did in the original one.
Oh, yeah.
The original one, they had, four games?
Five.
Five games. So.
Yeah, it comes out next week, the 26th. If you're planning on getting it, pre-order it. Because that thing's going to sell out. Especially,
I'm sure.
I think places like Target and Toys R Us have a deal where if you plunk down $5 to pre-order the game, when you pick it up, they give you a $5 gift card. So instead of paying $54, you're paying $45.
Oh, that's not bad. That's cool.
So that's our Keep Casual Spotlight for this week.
Okay, now we're moving on to the releases for the week of 7/1909 to 7/2409. For the Nintendo Wii, we have GeForce, Rock Band Country Track Packs, Little King Story. For the Nintendo DS, we have GeForce again. For the Xbox 360, we have GeForce and the Rock Band Country Track Pack. For the PlayStation 3, GeForce again, and again the Rock Band Country Track Pack. And for the PS, finally, guess what it is?
GeForce.
Right. So, obviously, GeForce is console-wide, so...
That trailer aggravates me to no end. GeForce, in case you don't know, it's a Disney movie, live-action movie, where there's an elite group of gerbils or guinea pigs that are set to infiltrate terrorist headquarters and It looks awful.
And no matter what system you have, you could have the awful game too.
Especially at the especially at the end of the trailers when they show the gerbil doing some kind of weird dance. That's like, come on.
I don't know. I haven't seen it. I mean, I'm not saying the game is terrible.
I say that when I see people in the really bowling alley doing bad dances, but you know that doesn't stop them either.
Just when I see trailers, and then when I see trailers for movies or commercials for movies, and I see whatever animated character doing some kind of stupid dance they think will appeal to everybody. Oh, this gerbil's dancing. I'm going to go see this movie.
I'm going to go see this movie. And it appeals to little kids. They see something dance and they get all happy.
Yeah, well.
So that's the weekly releases, and this is our Keep Casual podcast. Join us at www.keepcasual.com for any news, reviews, podcasts, and whatnot. Previews of games and stuff like that.
Weekly releases. If you have any questions,
email us at keepcasual@keepcasual.com. I'm Kurt.
Mike.
And Brooks.
And we'll see you next week.